Purple Haze, the second single from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, released in England in the spring of 1967. A record that was so unusual, so revolutionary, that when it was released in America later that year, Warner Brothers took the precaution of writing deliberate distortion, do not correct, on the original tape box.
He had beautiful hands. Jimmy had beautiful hands. Long fingers, and they just moved. I mean, he always used his hands, you know, to express himself, to touch his face, to do anything. And he used his hands a lot on stage. And just little things like that added to his show, to his presence. It's hard to explain what he had, because no one else has captured it again. But whatever it was magic.
Kathy Etchingham was one of the first people Jimi Hendrix met when he arrived in London in 1966. And she lived with him, off and on, for the next few years. At first, they shared a room at Chaz Chandler's hotel. When they could afford it, they moved into Ringo Starr's old apartment. And they eventually settled into a flat above a pub in Brook Street, the same flat where Handel had composed The Messiah 200 years earlier.
And we had, of course, students of music coming round to look over the house, and we used to show them around the flat, and they were amazed. They'd knock on the door, and Jimmy'd open the door, and they'd go, ah. And we used to show them around, and say, we might have written it here. And as soon as we found out about George Frederick Handel having lived there, Jimmy sent me out to buy all his albums. And I went out, and I got The Water Music and The Messiah, and we used to sit there and listen to them, you know. And Jimmy told reporters, I will compose here too. And he did.